Lecture 10, Friedrich Nietzsche on Nihilism and the Death of God.
Friedrich Nietzsche, who died in the summer of 1900, might well be considered as the prophet of the 20th century. He anticipated much of what today is called postmodernism, and a great many people have cited him as the end of the period of classical philosophy. Nevertheless, Nietzsche is misunderstood. The watchword of his philosophy, in one sense, is nihilism. Nihilism is a fairly new word and concept in 19th century philosophy. It came from Russia, where it essentially referred to the rebellion of the younger generation against their elders. But nihilism in Nietzsche is a very important concept. He sees it as he puts it, a specter that's haunting Europe, a phrase which we hear elsewhere as well. He defines nihilism in his notes as the highest values devaluing themselves. The mistake that people make is they assume because Nietzsche talks about nihilism so much, because Nietzsche is so well known as an attack philosopher, a negative philosopher, that Nietzsche ends up defending nihilist thinking. The truth is that Nietzsche really is against nihilism. He sees it as the great danger for modern culture. He is worried about the 20th century because he thinks that nihilism at that point could very well take over. But oddly enough, where he identifies the nihilist tendencies in society is precisely in those realms where many thinkers, including today, would say that we find the bulwark against nihilism, namely in religion and morality. It's not, Nietzsche says, as if religion and morality give us values, but quite the contrary. Religion and morality take our values away. Or to put it in a different way, the traditional values, the values of the Judeo-Christian tradition, are themselves nihilistic. How are we supposed to understand this? Throughout Nietzsche's works, there is, without a doubt, the assertion of value. Nietzsche is defending values. He says we can't live without values. And there is one value which has absolute status, and that is the value of life itself. Now, what he means by this is something that has to be interpreted in a number of different ways. It doesn't just mean survival is the only important thing. Quite to the contrary, there are many things more important than survival for the sake of life. But what works as a theme throughout all of Nietzsche's works, and what explains his rather rabid attacks on Christianity and religion in general, is the attack on what he calls the otherworldly, the idea of some other existence which is better than this one. Nietzsche's philosophy is very much a philosophy of aggressive acceptance, acceptance of this world, acceptance of yourself, acceptance of your faith. And, for example, the Christian notion of the other world, the heaven to which we can aspire, is to him a notion that utterly subtracts from the importance of this world and this life. To take a different kind of theme, the socialists, who were very active around Nietzsche's time, who promised a different kind of other world, this world in one sense, but a distant future in which things would be much better than they are now. That, too, is a kind of rejection of this existence and its attempt to escape life. For Nietzsche, the ancient Greeks were a kind of a touchstone. As a student, Nietzsche showed great talent in the classics, and he utterly did a degree and taught as a professor in the classics. He greatly admired the ancient Greeks, but in particular, it's important to note that the Greeks that he so admired were not the ones that are the idols of most philosophers, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. To the contrary, Nietzsche often attacks Socrates, and sometimes rather viciously. What he admired were the philosophers that came before Socrates, the so-called pre-Socratics. In particular, he admired the philosopher Heraclitus, who with his dark sayings gave a kind of inspiration to sages over the years.